Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best...
Hey, Seth's here.
I am.
Woohoo!
Why is she like that? I'm frightened now.
It could be. Could
I
be.
I'm
a little worried.
I'm trying to throw you off track.
Yeah, it's nice. It's working. You threw us both off. But maybe not Brittany. You can't throw Brittany off.
No.
Our friend brings us our forecast every morning and talks a little Mother Nature with us. Brittany, I appreciate you joining us. I do want to talk local, certainly. I don't want to keep you too long, but I was up all night last night, and part of what I was doing was watching a lot of what was happening in Florida, and we send our thoughts to the people down there. Have you gotten to look at any of the data from that yet?
Yeah, so I was definitely looking at that. Did you know that there were, not even just the hurricane itself, 130 tornado warnings yesterday in Florida, which is a major tornado outbreak within a hurricane. I mean, if you were to compare it to Ian that hit Fort Myers, that had 64 tornadoes. But to just double that, it was a major, major outbreak with massive wedge tornadoes that you'd see here in the Midwest, not the little spin-ups that usually come with hurricanes. So it wasn't only just that, but earlier in the day, crazy tornadoes ripping through the state. Then, of course, the surge anywhere from about 10 feet up into Venice, Punta Gorda, all the way down to Charlotte County. And that eye made landfall at about 8:30 Eastern time in Siesta Key with 100 mile per hour winds. You could just see those trees ripping, the surge pouring in and just climbing, and very, very scary stuff. And actually, I heard that Tampa Bay water was being sucked out, actually, because the storm took a little southern track. And now, as it's on the other side of Florida, it's bringing 3 to 5 foot surge into Daytona area. So on the other side of Florida, as this thing exits, pretty, pretty crazy stuff. I think 3 million now are without power, mostly in Hardy, Sarasota, and Manatee counties. And even St. Pete had a water main break, so they don't have access to any water, and flooding concerns all the way through Tampa into Clearwater, even further inland into Lakeland, where they got up to a foot of rainfall. And when you think about rain and sand, it becomes a big, hard block and then just piles up on top, right? It's got nowhere else to go. So they're going to be dealing with that, plus the rising rivers over the next day or two as well. So this is just the beginning in the daylight, and I'm worried because the storm took a more south track than expected. Mm-hmm. So I hope people down there evacuated as much as they needed to, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the stories about that and the people that have or haven't evacuated has been heartbreaking. There's no other way to word it. And while there is ways that you can help, if you go to civicmedia.us, we have a banner right there that you can click on that can help families affected by the recent hurricanes. Locally here in Rapids, there is a donation drop-off semi-trailer at Pick and Save that you can drop some items off over there and things that they need. And another way that I think we can help people in this situation or situations like this is believing in climate change and voting for people that do as well. That is just me getting on my soapbox for a second, not talking for anybody else. But I think that if you're looking at this and how can I help, what can I do with a situation like this, there's something you can do, all right. There's something you can do about this. And you can do it right in November 5th. You can do it right coming up. It's not that hard. And it doesn't take a whole lot of research to be able to figure this stuff out. When you hear meteorologists who have been doing this for 40, 50 years saying that we've never seen this type of data before, and they're not talking about in their lifetimes or in their careers. They're saying since we've been collecting data, they have not seen this. One of the least things we can do is vote for people that are at least believing in what's happening to our planet. Because the last I checked, this is the rock we got. This is what we have. I'm checking out the moon. I have looked at locations on the moon, and it's not a lot. Not a lot of real estate up there.
Yeah, yeah. It's all open, and go. But it's really hard to start a thing up there.
I know you're very partial to trees, James.
Yeah.
They just don't have them on the moon.
They don't.
Not a single tree.
I'm telling you.
I checked it out. I've looked on Zillow. I haven't seen the one thing. Brittany, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep you. How's our local?
Well said, honestly, because, you know, if you think about it, you can't even blame El Nino, La Nina. We're not even in any of those. We're in a transition mm-hmm. phase, and that ocean is the warmest it has ever been, which produced that storm. So well said, James. Thank you for saying that. Here for us, mm-hmm. much calmer. High pressure system in place. We've got a warm front eking towards us, and you know what that means. We're going to hit the low 70s today. Nothing to worry about. Tomorrow, we've got upper 70s, a spike in those highs with a few clouds starting to build in, especially by night. And then we'll drop on Saturday. We fall to about 60 degrees and into the 50s for Sunday and Ooh. Next week. So we are cooling down quite a bit after this little spike tomorrow.
Again, she had leftover hot weather, warm weather.
A couple of days left, yeah.
We got some 70s here. I don't know. They're just going to go bad by next year. Let's use it.
Give them a little treat.
appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks for hanging out with us. You have a great morning. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. You too.
Best in the business right there. Mm-hmm. Nobody better in the game of meteorology than Brittany Monroe.
She's awesome.
We appreciate working with her. We got good stuff coming up for you this hour, everybody. Not only the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club, but Crocs. Are they hurting kids' feet? We'll discuss.
They are named after crocodile. No.
Spirit Halloween. How successful is it? We will discuss.
Interesting.
What's a bad habit you're not willing to change? We will discuss.
Lots of discussion today.
Just one?
You
have to choose, Melissa.
That's a fair point.
Dang it.
I'm going to need a top three. I'm going to need a top three on that one. It is a Thursday. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our great friends at the Southwood County Maine Society and our pet of the week.
Yay.
Heard from Tim. He's not going to be able to be with us today, so we are going to be covering that for him. I get to pick the pet of the week usually when this happens.
I want to.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
I was going to let Melissa pick. This is her last show of the week and stuff.
Yeah.
You got the website, right, Mel?
Yeah.
All right. You go ahead and get that set up if you don't mind. And thank you very much for doing mm-hmm. that. We're looking forward to the 9 o'clock hour. And a big thank you to our friend Luann Goetz, who's sponsoring this Pet of the Week for us this week.
Yeah.
We appreciate Luann. Appreciate her buying local, supporting local. Mm-hmm. Encourage the rest of you to join the team, be a part of the fam around here, and give our sales staff a call. We're looking forward to hanging out with y'all.
Yeah.
Good things coming up as well in the 9 o'clock hour with that. And, of course, we'll get in some entertainment news as well. Want to talk a little bit of Nobel Prize, actually. Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded this
morning.
Finally,
give me mine. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep, it's about time. It's about time, too, Seth.
You deserve it, Seth. Yeah.
See, I don't
She's
know.
Being weird again.
I don't know how to take it. In the 9 o'clock hour, 10 reasons why AI may be overrated. We will get into that.
Maybe overrated.
We'll discuss.
Its ability to make hands look human. Yeah. It's a little overrated.
It's a great one. I wanted to start right here, and we're talking alarm clocks a little bit. And I don't know how many people still have alarm clocks. I know that growing up, it was a mandatory thing for me.
Sure did.
I had to. Mm-hmm. There was no way I was getting moving in the morning without an alarm clock. My mother did this thing where she would, she'd come into the room. Time to wake up. And she'd be singing mm-hmm. really sweet to you. And then right above your knee, she would grab and she would squeeze.
Ooh,
that
pressure
point, right? Yeah. and just squeeze. But while she was singing sweetly to you, she would be squeezing that to wake
Mixed
you up.
Messages going on.
Oh, my God.
Diabolical,
yes.
Mom.
It's the story of my childhood. I got an alarm clock almost immediately just to avoid that.
Yeah, it's like
just to get away from
it. It's okay,
that.
Mom. I got an alarm clock. I'm good.
But nowadays, most of us use our phones for alarm clocks and
sure
everything.
Do.
Well, Nintendo's looking to get in on that and maybe add an extra, give you a reason for an extra plug or something like that in your room.
Okay.
Nintendo has announced a new alarm clock which will allow you to pick music from 35 video game scenes.
Hey.
Super Mario, Legend of Zelda, Splatoon, Pinkman, all in there. It has a cool cartoonish Nintendo look, but it isn't just a gimmick. It's an interactive clock which features motion sensor technology that responds to your movements. So you can snooze your alarm with motion alone or stop it by getting out of bed. It also collects data on how much you move around in your sleep, and you can add an hourly chime theme to your chosen title, like a grandfather clock. There are also sleepy sounds to wind down the soothing music at bedtime, so you can have some of that.
because it's having that grandfather clock chime all through the night will help you sleep every hour.
Boy, that reminds me of my grandfather and grandmother house. They had one of those classic ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Bong, bong.
You had the same thing, Melissa?
Yeah, my grandparents had a big grandfather clock.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know exactly what I mean then. I'm showing Seth a picture of this, and it's just a simple looking around alarm clock.
Yeah, it's red. It's round. Yep. It's got a little white thing on the top, I guess. I don't know if that's
looks
the
a
button.
A little bit like Mario's hat.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit, but I'm stretching. But it does
the color scheme is right for Mario. But
yeah. It's called the Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo, and it'll be available. It's only $100.
Only $100.
Oh, my God.
You know, Nintendo, once again, comes with a price breakthrough.
Does it come like as a, is there also a game station with it?
Now, see, that would have got me. If you could play games on it, which, of course, I guess would defeat the purpose of being able to help you fall asleep and everything.
True.
But maybe not.
Maybe I'll wake you up in the morning.
Nintendo Switch Online members can buy it early. They can, but it doesn't have any gaming part of it other than, of course, the video game sounds. They had me on this. I'll be honest. I was really thinking about this for a moment. Like, well, maybe.
You saw the price tag.
Until I saw that price tag. Man, I don't care how much money. If I got Bill Gates money, I'm not spending $100 on an alarm clock. I don't know. There's no way I could justify that in my head. Even if nobody in the world knows that I did it other than me, I couldn't spending $100 on an alarm clock. I'm sorry.
I
couldn't do it. But it's not a bad idea.
No.
I got to imagine if you are in the alarm clock making business, though. That is an industry. It's been hit hard.
It's fascinating that that's what they chose to go into. You know, Nintendo, you know, usually makes pretty good decisions when it comes to gaming systems. Yeah. They haven't really branched out into other things that much. Interesting where to left turn there. Let's go to alarm clocks.
Be on the lookout for Nintendo's VHS and beta players. It's right around the corner.
Cutting-edge technology.
Not sure these are good ideas, Nintendo.
They're running out of ideas. So
it seems that way.
They're seeing a need because people don't use alarm clocks anymore. See if they can entice them.
See if
back.
They can do it. If they're gamers, you know.
Of all the things that have surprised me in business, one of the things I think that has surprised me the most is how behind the video game industry Nintendo has become. Where Sony and so many Xbox and so many of these other industries have really just like taken it over.
Yep.
I never would have thought anybody would trump Nintendo. I never would think that
there
that
was
that
a day
happened.
When they were the only game. In town, I mean, really,
it really shows your. I'm sorry, your business savvy. If you have that and you fall behind, I've said the same thing about Netflix. Netflix had a jump start over everybody on the streaming service game. They should be the number one game in town going forward. Period. Instead, they're like maybe fifth or sixth if they're lucky on a good day. And that's with people starting to buy the service up, getting ready for Stranger Things, the final season of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're banking on that, and they're not seeing good numbers.
No. I'll say it again. Again, Netflix will never be profitable, ever.
No matter what I don't see how they can pull that off.
Not at this point.
Not when you are an industry of your own, where you're Disney, even Hulu is owned by Disney and stuff.
Yeah,
so
right.
You know, some of these, then you've got you're playing with house money.
Mm-hmm.
You can make whatever decisions you want in those. And Nintendo, I don't know if they can afford to make these $100 alarm clocks. I'm not sure that how great of it is. But
see.
Having all of those different sounds available to you could entice some people to buy it. I mean, when I am in the middle of recording and I don't know, I just need to like have a moment. I often will just sing something from Final Fantasy.
I love it.
Victory music.
Or whistle it, you know.
Super Mario 3, I still think, has the best music I've ever heard in a video game.
It's pretty
awesome.
Classic.
It's
good
awesome.
Stuff.
I would listen to that. I definitely would listen to that. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you in the morning on WFHR. You heard Mr. Laban. It's birthday and anniversary time, everybody, with our good friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Check out that amazing menu of theirs. You're not going to see a more original menu.
Nope.
Yeah, they got a great one over there.
They actually have two menus.
Yeah, that's
they've
right.
got the regular menu, and then they've got the Mexican menu.
Specialty
I mean,
menu. You all can get good nachos stuff. For breakfast.
You
man.
Can.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh, man, that sounds good. God, that sounds really good right now. Mm-hmm. Let me live vicariously through all of you. Head on over to El Cafe and say hello to the gang for us. Great people over there. We appreciate them. We appreciate all of you getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Mm-hmm. You can email us info@wfhr.com. Of course, you can email our staff, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, just using that kind of format. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel free to do that. And there is this thing called the telephone.
Hey, you can still use it to dial 715-424-2600. And you can even wish your happy birthday or anniversary. Tell us, live on air.
Yeah.
We'd love that, everybody.
We'd love it.
You can get them to us. We've even had people get us early birthdays and anniversaries
yeah,
and stuff.
That's fine.
That's fine, too.
We'll take it.
Feel free. I had to make a phone call in a hurry. It was yesterday or the day before. I don't remember. But it took me a half a second. Like, I pick up my phone. I'm like, wait, where's the... Oh, yeah, it's right there. It took me like...
Where do I make this call? I got it.
It was only 5 or 10 seconds, but it was 5 or 10 seconds way too long to figure out where the button for your phone is on your phone.
It
was
just like, don't do it very much.
We have a possible, I don't know, everybody, we might have a record here today. We've got 9 possible qualifiers.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a list and a half.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yes.
So I'm going to need a 1 through 9 from you, Melissa.
Whoa, why'd you pick me?
It's like your last day of the week. You got to do it. You got to do it. Pressure.
I'm picking on you today,
pressure.
You might say. You might say I'm picking on you today.
Oh, funny.
I don't know. I don't know what. I did it twice, too. I could have just let it go. I could.
No, you got to stick it.
Well, I'm going to have to just pick 8.
Ah,
there you go.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
That works. That gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating and wishing these birthdays and anniversaries along. We appreciate everybody getting us these, by the way.
For sure.
First off, an honorable mention, happy 4th anniversary to Pam's nephew and wife, Christopher and Sarah Lueck.
Oh, congratulations.
They live in Oregon, Wisconsin, and okay. We're wishing them a good one over there. Hope they have a great start to their day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this for them and for everybody on this list. It's a Thursday. Celebrate right into the weekend.
Just take the whole day off and tomorrow off.
You go right ahead.
Who cares if you have a life-saving job?
Yes, yes, Melissa. Yes, absolutely. You know what? You don't have to be
Chuck,
in on the morning show.
Chuck, he said I could take off.
Yeah. Sorry, Chuck. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
We want to wish a very happy birthday, first and foremost, to April Weiss.
Happy birthday, April.
Happy birthday, April.
April is a quadrenarian. Quadragenarian.
Oh, wow.
And I believe that is turning 100. Isn't that what that is? A quadrenarian? Oh,
that's a centenarian. Boy, I can't remember now. Ah, my brain stopped working. Look it up. Let's look it up here.
Well, and to be fair, it is early. It is early, and I also can't spell, so there's that too.
That doesn't help.
But no, that is a person who is 42, 49 years old.
Oh, okay, in the 40s,
so
right.
I apologize,
so that's
April.
What we all are. Yes.
When I see something like that and I don't know it, I immediately think, oh, that's a special marker.
Right.
That's a special age. And there's really, once you've turned 21, there's only one age we really note, and that's turning 100.
Right, yeah, that's the most important
one. Unless you're running for president at 35 or something. But otherwise, there's not a lot of so that's where I thought. April, wishing you a great day.
Enjoy. Must be her 40th birthday, yes.
Happy 40th,
thanks,
April.
Join us.
Yes, join us, April.
Join
yes.
us in the 40s. Yes.
And the other time that we use those special like terms for ages is like when we're talking about cities, like the sesquicentennial.
Oh, yeah. Or states and stuff. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah. Why we do that with cities?
I don't know. That's weird. Anyway.
We wish a happy birthday to Allie Jo Blanchard. Joy Blanchard.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Allie.
Allie, enjoy your day. Hope
yeah.
you get one. Great name. Great
mm-hmm.
name. All great names on this list today. You'll see what I'm talking about. We wish a happy birthday to Butch Fensel.
Oh,
happy
my gosh.
Happy birthday, Butch.
Happy birthday, Butch. Yeah. What a great name.
Oh, I love the name Butch.
Yeah,
have a great
it's
day,
awesome.
Butch. Enjoy your day. We wish happy birthday to Jody Lubeck.
Happy birthday, Jody.
Happy birthday, Jody.
A very happy birthday to Carol Gilbert.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
And a happy birthday to Lori Linsmeyer.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Happy birthday, Lori.
An old high school teammate of mine.
All right.
Wishing you a good one, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing happy birthdays to Diana Reynolds.
Diane Renner, yes.
Diane Renner.
Yep.
I could not read my own writing. That is what happened there,
everybody.
Why are
you writing this, James?
I gave him the name before we started, so that's why. I was the one. I did it. I messed him up.
No. You are not to blame. I could not read my own writing. I am sorry, Diane. But we wish you a great day.
Happy birthday, Diane.
And wishing a happy birthday to Rosemary Mooney.
Yes. Happy birthday, Rosemary.
Happy birthday, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your day. And our qualifier celebrating their 9th anniversary, Travis and Heidi Plowman.
Oh,
Travis and Heidi.
Yeah.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two. I hope it's a great one.
A good one for you. Number 9, almost in double digits. So today is 10-10, right?
Yeah.
Is that why so many people were born on this day?
I wonder.
Like they could predict it. It's a cool day to be on. You know, 10-10 is kind of cool. You know,
I
like
think
that.
So. I think so. Back in 2010, I thought this was a really cool
day. Yeah, right. Exactly.
We wish a happy birthday to our celebrity list. Lizzie Hale is 41, lead singer from Hailstorm.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, I've heard she's really good. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with them, but I have heard she's pretty good. The wonderfully talented Dan Stevens is 42 today. Fantastic actor. I don't think works nearly enough. He was Beast in Emma Watson's Beauty and the Beast, the star of the X-Men spinoff series Legion, which is basically Marvel on acid. That whole thing was just an amazing series.
It was whack.
He was in a remake of The Christmas Carol, I believe, as Ebenezer Scrooge. He's been in a handful of things. I think one of those guys, you know him when you see him.
Yep.
And he's done a lot of voice acting, too. He's been on Solar Opposites and a couple of other shows. Really big fan of his. Great actor. Maya is 45. R&B singer and Dancing with the Stars runner-up. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 50 today.
Oh, wow.
Semi-retired NASCAR driver. Dale had to retire because of concussions. But I do believe that he does some celebrity stuff here and there and everything. He is a great talker.
He is
really good on the microphone and really keeping that legacy, that Earnhardt legacy, strong.
By the way, he picked the best sport for him. So back in 2002 at the All-Star Game in Milwaukee, he played in the celebrity softball tournament. Can't throw.
Yeah.
good race car driver, terrible thrower. Just so I'm glad he picked the right sport, yeah.
I'm surprised that for some people in this state, this isn't a holiday in some ways. Today is Brett Favre's birthday, 55th birthday for Brett Favre. You got to talk about the whole person, and the person off the field has had quite a few things that you can note and talk about.
Yeah.
Just focusing on the athlete, I have not seen many quarterbacks that broke my heart and made me enjoy it more. Right. Anytime he wasn't playing my team, he was a fun guy to watch. You could not. He was one of the last gunslingers, as far as quarterbacks go, and they could pull it off. Like, there's plenty of guys to make those throws,
right,
but not a lot of them that could pull them off. His first completed pass was to himself. Like, it's one of the most miraculous careers you'll ever see.
Right.
He's so up there in touchdowns, as well as the leader all time in fumbles.
Right.
He's got as many picks as he does great moments. It's an incredible career.
Yeah.
It really is. And I mean, it's tougher and tougher as we go forward here to be able to separate these things.
Looking at
the athlete, you'll never see another guy like him, and you will never see anybody even come close to breaking his consecutive game streak.
He was the guy that I think they named Hero Ball for.
Yeah.
And in football, there's a concept of a quarterback winning the game or losing, you know, playing hero ball. Even they could win or lose, but it's like they take the game on their shoulders. He did that a lot.
Yeah. Wendy McGlendon Covey is 55. The mom on ABC's Goldbergs, Rita on Bridesmaids, Deputy Johnson on Reno 911. Another great character actor.
I totally forgot she was on that show. Oh, my gosh.
On Reno?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Reno 911 is a sneaky good show. That's a sneaky fun show. Let's see here. And Julia Sweeney is 65.
Aw.
I'm Pat. Julia Sweeney, of course, her famous role of the Pat on SNL, but a lot of other great performances on there, too.
She had a long-running one-woman show, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very popular.
I think it's called It's Pat.
She had a really strong career.
Yeah.
I really liked her on. She was
in the Beethoven movies.
That's right.
Forgotten about that.
Another great actor was in those too. The lead actor, I can't think of his name. Charles Groban or Gordon?
Groden.
Groden?
Charles Groden.
Oh God, what an actor! What an actor! Julia Sweeney. I always felt like if she was in a cast with not as many big names, she might have been more well known.
Mm-hmm.
But she was. I mean, one of the greatest casts of all time, if not the cast of all time with Hartman and Dana Carvey and Mike Myers. And then you had Rock, Sandler, Farley, all them come in and everything. Mm-hmm. And she's still in there and just representing. Chris Rock, I mean, David Spade. Yep. I mean, that was an incredible cast. Bradley Whitford is 65. Josh on the West Wing. Mm. Danny on Studio 60. A couple of other great works for him, man. Bradley Whitford, good one. Tanya Tucker is 66 today.
Yay!
Wonderful really? Singer, songwriter. You talk about country music, you got to talk about Tanya.
Yep.
And one of my biggest influences, one of my favorite people of all time, Ben Vereen, is 78 today.
Yes. Good all.
Of course, Chicken George in Roots. I think that's probably one of his more famous roles. I like Ben Vereen a lot. I like a lot of 80s kids. I got to see him on Webster. He was on there. He was Webster's uncle, or dad, or he was like his real dad or something.
He made a lot of guest appearances on TV shows. Oh, yeah. He sure did. Yeah.
And I knew who he was, and I liked him from those and from Roots. But when I was in high school, my teacher, Mr. Misconis, who shout out to him, and a great, great teacher, great man. Mr. Misconis showed us a live version of Pippin. A Broadway version of Pippin, and Ben Vereen was the lead in it.
Yep.
And ever since I saw that, not only do I think he may be the greatest theater actor, top five, top 10 greatest theater actors I've ever seen, but I want that role so bad. and I can't sing, you guys. but God, Ben Vereen, not only was he fun to watch, I felt like he made you want to work. He made you want to do that work.
Very inspiring.
Get a chance, it's got to be online somewhere. Ben Vereen.
Pippin, His Life and Times, 1981.
The opening.
You can watch it on Prime Video.
That's so cool. Thank you, Melissa. The opening song for Pippin is Magic to Do, is my favorite intro to maybe any musical ever.
There you go.
I don't think it'll ever be top for me. It's such a great opening. It is a great musical number, and it is a great opening.
If you want to see him do something very fabulous on film, the last, I would say, half hour of All That Jazz, Bob Fosse movie, is wonder. He does a fabulous job on that, too.
That movie. That movie.
It's intense. I'll tell you right now, it's intense. Yeah.
That's a good one. All That Jazz. That's a good one. Thank you so much for getting us all these birthdays and anniversaries. Really do love celebrating with you. Now that we got 9, let's try to break that record, everybody.
Ooh, we got it. Well, let's shoot for 10. Mm-hmm. Let's get some 10 in there.
Big thank you to everybody that sent these to us. Be listening tomorrow as we'll be celebrating not only Friday, but Saturday and Sunday with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Visit our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with more show on The Morning Show at WFHR. Oh. That was kind of scary.
Spooky.
The button stuck. Nothing crazy.
Eating over the board, James. How many times do I have to tell you this?
One of these days, if I didn't live here, I might stop doing that. I might. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We appreciate all of you joining us. I want to hear from you. Please feel free to call up anytime during any of our topics. 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from every one of you. Got a couple of interesting things to get into before we wrap up the hour. What's a bad habit you're willing to change? We'll get into that in a little bit. But right now, the appeal of Crocs, from what I am told, is a mind-boggling one, but involved in comfort a lot of ways and convenience.
Okay.
I journalistically should mention I have never owned a pair of Crocs, never even put a pair on.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know anything really about them other than they are very popular and have been for a long time. And I honestly, the first person I knew wearing this was Linda Garsky. And Linda loved these things. But I just kind of like associated them with her. I never even thought about little kids wearing them before until seeing Laura's girls wearing them and other kids wearing them and stuff. So I have seen this a bit, but I never thought about this part of it. And this one's a little, I got to admit, a little sensitive to me, in all seriousness, when it comes to kids and their feet. We don't wear them because they're luxurious or because they look cool, but because they're supportive, high-performance footwear, supposedly. It's almost as if they wear them because they're smooth to put on. But there's a new report out that warns parents about how they could be destroying kids' feet. There's nothing earth-shattering. They're the same kind of concerns about flip-flops or other fitting, awkward-fitting shoes.
Gotcha.
A podiatrist who treats kids and teens says that she's seeing issues that come from wearing Crocs all day, every day. Side note, I'm nailed podiatrist. I nailed it. Structure issues.
Small victories.
Like heel and arch pain are part of the problem. More hammer toes because you have to grip the shoe to keep them on, and so the toes are overworking.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This can also lead to blisters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this can be a bigger issue because, you know, we all get blisters, but you tend to get them when you get older. And if you're getting them already when you're young, this can affect your feet later in life.
Mm.
Basically, they're fine for casual wear once in a while, but only wearing Crocs can take a toll on your feet, ankles, and even the rest of your body. So don't make them your everyday shoe.
In other words,
they're not telling
moderation.
You, run to your closet right now and throw away your Crocs.
No,
they're not telling you that. They're just saying that, you know, don't make this your everyday shoe. Now, there's a couple of points that I wish they would have made on this one, because in part... So when I was little, I hate talking about this. When I was little, my left foot turned in, and I would trip over it. I had issues with it, and the only reason that it straightened out is because I moved up here. My nan and pop actually took me to a doctor, told me they were going to do this, and said, "Well, you have a chance, you can try to straighten it yourself. Otherwise, we're going to have to put a brace on there."
Right,
man. I had a hard enough time out here. It was rough. There was nobody that looked like me. I wasn't going to stand out even more having this thing on my foot. So I worked to straighten my foot. And every once in a while, it still leans in a little bit. But for the most part, I got it down. But it sent me down the rest of my life paying attention to this. Young, not just for myself, but for my kids and making sure that they had good shoes and how important our feet are when we're young, especially.
Mm-hmm.
We're developing. These are our feet are growing, and they're oftentimes going to be what they are growing, you know, for the rest of our lives. This is certainly something to take seriously because it's not just Crocs. Really, you shouldn't have one shoe for everything. And unfortunately, like myself and a lot of people growing up and even currently, you don't have a choice. You can't afford.
Shoes are expensive.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah,
and
very much so.
And kids' feet grow fast.
And they do. Oh, my goodness.
And
you know, the other thing, kids aren't very... don't come forward and tell you that their feet hurt because their shoes are too small very often.
It doesn't occur to them.
Exactly. They're just like, oh, these are tight. And then they go.
Right.
If my Nana wasn't a nurse, they would have never known about my foot. I would have never told them. Would have never said anything to anybody.
Yep.
You're so right about that, man. That's one of those things. Just keep an eye on. And it's not to the world. You know, the sky is falling or anything like that.
No,
it's just one other thing to, you know, maybe add
in mind.
To keep in mind. Nothing wrong with adding to a parent's plate. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody.
As if they didn't already know.
Well, you know,
right.
When you live where we live, you know, and the weather changes, and you have to wear boots at some point. You know, you can't wear Crocs all the time.
It's
so maybe that's a little bit not such a problem around here. But.
I've never owned an actual pair of Crocs. I have a lot of, I have two
The cheap knockoffs?
Crocs.
Okay, gotcha. Mm. Right.
Oh, they do have boot Crocs. They do.
And
oh, no.
Wear them around the house.
Is that what you do, Melissa? You just wear them around?
Sometimes, I wear them around the house because they're just easy. I don't like not wearing shoes in my house for the most part, so... I have my house shoes. As Quinn also calls them, my house shoes.
That's right.
Spirit Halloween stores pop up in the late summer and abandoned Toys R Us's and Bed Bath & Beyond locations and things.
True.
And leave us as soon as they get here. But 10 Spirit Halloween locations will switch to Spirit Christmas stores coming up.
Heard about that.
Spirit Halloween is doing that good. They are featuring things like holiday inflatables and decor apparel, stocking stuffers, plus photo ops with Santa, and a life-size gingerbread village.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, and a letter writing to the North Pole.
Oh, even better. Nice. Love that.
Now, that's really cool. Okay,
I love it when they do that.
The 10 locations are only in the northeastern U.S. for now, but it's a test, which can expand across the country in future years if it works out.
Mm-hmm. Got to give a shout out to our colleague, Laura, who told me about this story yesterday, and she had a fabulous idea. They need to change the name to Christmas Spirit. They just got to swap it from Spirit Christmas to Christmas Spirits. He's perfect.
She's got the name thing down, man.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. The company says Spirit Christmas is a new concept, and we're hopeful it will resonate with our customers. Our goal is to create a festive retail experience that captures the spirit of the season, much like we do for Halloween.
Christmas is a new concept?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever, guys.
Go for their store. Come on. Give them a little grace.
No.
They're trying to stretch their bat wings
yes.
into angel wings.
Mm-hmm.
Let them try it.
That, that was a good line. That was good. I'll give you that one.
That was very
good. But still, I'm sorry. No, new concept.
These stores are so like fascinating to me. The way they
because they kind of pop up out of nowhere
and then leave.
And they like Spirit. They tend to hire people from the community, so it's not as if this is like a circus and it's just a traveling like, group of people.
Which go kinda, with them.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of love that idea, though. I love the idea of just a traveling group of people like a circus that they just go to town to town. And there's just one like Spirit Halloween that just goes from town to town.
Well, but it would kind of stink if your town gets it in, like, I don't know, April.
Yeah, exactly. You got to buy it now. We're going to be moving on.
Look, we're sorry we're late, but hey, there's always next year.
I went there, you know, a couple weeks ago to get my youngest costume. You know, we had picked it out online, and then we went to pick it up and everything. But man, it was in the like afternoon on a Saturday. It was busy.
Yeah,
They always have crowds there, so it seems to be all right.
It's one stop shopping.
So much stuff to go through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you just need something to augment a costume you already have, they probably carry it.
Yeah. I just realized. So they usually, you know, their big animatronic things that they sell there, they usually have a theme. This year is circus.
Oh, yes.
So maybe you're right. Maybe you're onto something, James. I don't know. It could be a circus, you know.
I haven't been in the Spirit Halloween in years, but I don't have anything against them. I just haven't been in them in a long time.
They're in a different location this year, right?
Yeah. They're right next to Noodles and Company and Duncan. That building behind them there. Yeah. That's where they are this year.
The old cops building. We will take a time out. We will come back, and we're talking about these bad habits that we are not willing to change. We'll get into that, and we want audience participation. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Mm-hmm. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and dive right into this one. And we want audience participation. We're looking for all of y'all to join in the conversation. 715-424-2600. Call up and join us. Love to hang out with you.
Divulge your dark secrets.
Yes.
On a live radio program.
It's a safe place. It's just us.
Yep.
It's just us. There's a thread on social media where people are talking about bad habits they're not willing to change. And here are some of the highlights. So I think this will kind of get the barometer set and the ball rolling at the same time. Refusing to delete old emails.
It's not a matter of refusing, James. It's a matter of time to do it. There's just too many.
Listen. She's already.
I'm defensive.
It's a little of column A. It's a little of column B for me.
This is very directly pointed at me.
I'm looking at my phone right now, and just my Gmail account, I have 7 drafts open for all of the different shows that I do. I have 4 different folders for emails I save. One is for like pictures. One is for like different dates, quotes, all of these things. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at this one.
I'm going to have to start paying for storage on Google pretty soon.
I'm telling you.
I hate it.
I have to go back and I have to delete things. And like, there's so many things in there I do want to save, but I'm also very reluctant to pay for it.
Yeah. By the way, just to make you feel worse, Melissa, all those undeleted emails are sitting in the cloud and gulping down energy like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they need more and more storage, and that costs more and more energy. They need more and more energy for all the cloud stuff out there. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good incentive to get rid of some
of those. Get rid of those emails, yeah.
Procrastinating comes in at number 2 on the list. things of bad habits they're not willing to change.
Yes, because it's, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I will change that procrastinating tomorrow.
Now, I think I'm gonna get on to do this with some things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't procrastinate about some things, you guys, I wouldn't be here.
No, she's never getting anything done. Melissa, you're 100% right. I think everybody has some things that they procrastinate about.
Yeah, it's true.
Whether even the most steadfast person.
Yes.
I think. Staying up way too late.
Wait.
This one's pointed just at you, James.
You can't hear it, but there's an alarm that went off in here just now.
Yeah.
Arrows pointing at James.
Moving on. No, I'm guilty. There's no getting around that one, man. They got me. They got me on that one. Social media.
I've actually gotten better about that one. I like to go to bed at between 7 and 8 now.
Awesome. Oh, that's actually pretty good.
What I shoot for. I have to start work before 6.
I know. So you got to get up early.
It's dumb.
Sounds like bliss. Sounds awesome. Social media shows up on this list of bad habits that we wish we could change. I don't think social media has to be a bad habit, but you can turn it into one.
Easily.
Yeah.
One I don't have to worry about. So.
Yeah. Right on. Ignoring text messages.
I've been guilty of that one. I have to say, I've been guilty of that.
I just about admitted the most pathetic dang thing. I can't do this because the only people that text me are work people. It's 90%,
work related.
At least 90 to 95% of my texts are all work related, and they're time sensitive. So you can't, you know,
right, exactly.
You can't put them up. I find it funny that you almost accused me of ignoring your text message this morning, except that you didn't send it.
I felt so bad.
Why did you answer my text?
I've had that happen like 2 or 3 times this week, where I thought I sent a text message, and then I'm like, well, I haven't heard from somebody. That's surprising. Oh, that's why, because it didn't hit send.
The funny thing is, you wouldn't have had to have told me that.
Yeah.
You could have just texted me what you texted me, and it would have been fine. I appreciate your honesty, though, James.
This is reason number 95 why I am horrible at texting. Horrible at it. Just bad. Taking a 4-hour nap and then not being able to sleep as a bad habit that people keep doing.
Oh, who can take a 4-hour nap? That's a long nap.
That is really, unless you're sick, I don't know why you
Or 6, one of the two, yeah.
My regular sleep schedule doesn't even include that.
It's a lot.
Hitting snooze about 5 times every morning.
I used to be guilty of this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have a couple of other ones on here, like picking your nose or biting your fingernails, chewing on your fingernails.
I'm guilty of that.
Biting the inside of your mouth. These are these kind of things. And then I'm not sure what this last one is, but someone said sucking their thumb.
Ah!
Unless they're letting little kids answer these things, I'm sorry. I'm not a judge. I'm not going to judge people on these things, but this one I'm judging. This one, I said, no.
There's a line, and they crossed it right there.
That's the line. It's okay to chew on your fingernails, but not to suck on them.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's where your line is?
I don't know why. I cannot rationalize this.
There's something
I feel very confident about this one. There's no scenario where you can see
you
a grown
barbecue sauce on your thumb. What do you do, James?
You lick it off.
That's what I was going to say.
Grab a towel. I'm not sucking on my thumb.
But you pretty much have to get barbecue sauce on. It's got honey in it.
Oh, see, now you're just putting scenarios in there. They're not talking about barbecue sauce. They're talking about it as a comforting thing.
They didn't specify.
Oh, that's come on
fair,
now.
That's fair. Wasting too much time gaming. I'll be honest. I
did that
I
when
that.
I was younger, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Definitely did that.
Like, I wish I could do that.
Even into my early 20s, I might have been guilty of that. Gambling shows up on here along with vaping or chewing tobacco or smoking. So some other more bigger ones, I would think. This was kind of a light list until we start getting to some of that stuff.
And drugs. Yeah.
Then there's some interesting things like twirling my mustache when I'm deep in thought.
I'm very guilty of that.
I was going to say, you know, Melissa, twirling the mustache.
She is
a villain, mustache twirler.
It's her tell. It's her tell. You know Melissa's deep
mustache,
in thought.
It's not my mustache, guys. It's my beard. I have one hair, and this hair has grown in this spot on my chin since I was in my teens. And I have to pull it out because it's big and it's black, and it comes back every time.
It sure does.
Same spot.
That's what it does.
I find it and then I mess with it when I need to fiddle with something.
I get a
tweezers and pull it out. I can't twist it. I've never gotten let it get that long.
I appreciate the honesty and you not dyeing it. I appreciate that.
Keep it natural, man.
Because sometimes when it comes in white, I've been tempted to just leave it because I'm like, well, nobody could see it then. Oh, but wait till it gets longer. No, it's got to go.
So one of the things that they don't warn you about as you get older is just these random hairs showing up.
Yep.
Like, well, my mother warned me.
Okay, because nobody told me. And one day, I don't remember when this was. It had to have been like 10 years ago or whatever, but I'm just bopping around my day, and I look, and is there a hair on my shoulder? And I thought, oh, I got a hair on my shoulder. No, there was a hair popping on my shoulder.
Where does this come from?
What, man? That's not supposed to happen. Like, I don't know.
Well, you are a mammal.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, but true. I'm not a hairy guy. I don't have which is weird for an Italian.
Your body's trying really hard to make apparently, you a hairy guy. Yeah, it's just you're not helping.
I got like three chest hairs.
And a shoulder hair.
And the guy and this guy over here on my left shoulder. It's like, what are you doing? And a lot of people's bad habits were things they consume: sugar and sweets, soda, energy drinks, pizza, frozen pizza, too much caffeine, drinking too much alcohol, and some of these things.
All those are at the bottom of the list. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know about
procrastination's
that.
At top, but you know, drinking too much is at the bottom.
I don't necessarily put refusing to delete old emails and drinking in the same category. I don't know, but I guess that as far as what the brain is doing, some of this stuff does all center in the same part of the brain.
That's true.
So there is that. And with all of these, every single one of these things, they are fixable. They are things that they are not impossible to overcome, and you can if you choose to, or if you want to take your time.
Take a little work on it. Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a bad habit. I'm going to admit to that. I'm probably not going to change until I replace my glasses, and that is cleaning my glasses with unappropriate cloth.
Yes.
Oh,
I do it all the time.
Inappropriate cloth.
Yep.
Yeah. They're so scratched, guys. It's real bad. I tried to use the right thing, the right cloth, and wash the cloths, you know, so that they didn't. But my glasses are so scratched.
You are like, not alone on that.
There's no point.
She should have stopped at the Brillo pad. I mean, really, that was just begging to happen.
It was
stuck.
There was stuff on them.
I am horrible at keeping my glasses clean.
Me too.
Horrible at it. Yep. Just really bad.
I hate having dirty glasses.
Me too. Me too.
I don't mind.
I get busy. I get busy, and I don't take the time. You just roll with it.
I just roll with it. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you're already married, Seth. My mother started internet dating years and years ago. She went on a date with a guy, and he showed up with really dirty glasses, and she was like, "Nope, I'm out. I'm out."
You know what? Fair. I'm all right with that. Fair. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun. Thanks for hanging with us on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM. W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.